Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Little Grace Slick bringing us back. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend Ivan Meisner, Dr. Ivan Meisner, the founder and the chairman of BNI, Business Network International, an organization that is truly is international. And how many groups you got now? How many chapters have you got, Ivan, around the world?
We are tickling 5,900, just 5, shy of 5,900.
What did you have, like 250 when you and I first started talking, something like that?
We had in the hundreds.
Yeah,
it definitely was in the hundreds.
Yeah, who would have thunk it, folks? I'm glad to say that I knew you back when, Ivan, when I didn't call you Mr. Meisner. You know, I could call you Ivan. But seriously, folks, this is a great success story. Ivan, we're talking about what your comment earlier that your admonition that the end is near, and you're talking about the recessions, the end of the recession is near. One of the things that I have been saying for a long time now, for over a year, is that this isn't going to be a V recovery or a U recovery or a W. It's an M. An M stands for marathon. And I've been telling my audience to pace themselves, to not go into a kick too soon, be deliberate, be disciplined, and realize that this is going to be a boring, methodical recovery. What do you think?
Yeah, I agree completely. I think the survey results we got are a good snapshot of the fact that it is taking place. What it isn't, though, is it doesn't really talk about why. And I think there are some real important reasons why. Based on my experience in working with small businesses all over the world, and I think there are four reasons why we're seeing business start to turn around. One is innovation in adversity. Innovation during adversity. I think that's really key.
Adversity is the mother of invention?
No, it really is. I mean, that's one of the reasons why BNI exists.
Yeah.
I started BNI because I was desperate for referrals because I lost a big client. And that's what led to creating what's now the world's largest business networking organization. And, I'd like to tell you I had this vision, Jim, of an international group, but I just desperately needed referrals.
The most creative that I've ever been have been when I've been the most challenged.
Sure.
And I'll tell you something else. You'll get a kick out of this. Back when, I was giving speeches during the really ugly time, 2009, for example, every time I'd give a speech, I would have to talk about the recession before I could talk about what I wanted to talk about. Because if I didn't, I'd had no credibility. I mean, you had to get this elephant out on the table.
Yeah, but I would say all people were thinking about.
Yeah, I'd have to get it on the table so we could deal with that. So I took 15 minutes every time. But I would say to them, I said, now, wait a minute. Let me ask you a question. If you're here, that means you're still in business. So how many of you have learned something from this experience that will benefit you the rest of your life that you wouldn't have learned had we not had this experience? Everybody raises their hand.
Raises their hand, sure. Yeah. Very true.
Yeah.
So adversity, being innovative during adversity, I met a guy here in Southern California this year, or last year, who said that he had his best year ever in 2010. And here's the crazy thing. He was in commercial real estate.
Wow.
Commercial real estate, and he's been in business 26 years.
Hmm.
26 years, he had his best year ever.
Wow.
And I said, why? How? Okay, you got to talk to me. How could you possibly have your best year ever in commercial real estate? And he said, what he had done in 2010 that he had never, ever done before is he did dozens and dozens of one-to-ones during the year, one-to-one meetings with individual people.
Right.
Other business professionals, and not just the people that were in what he would consider his contact sphere, not just people that you would normally think would be able to give a referral to a real estate agent or a commercial real estate agent, but many different people, many different professions. And I said, so how did that help? He said, well, doing this approach helped him because he connected with so many different people.
Right.
And he always started the conversation by saying, asking about their business. How can he help them?
Right.
And he made a connection with people And that connection he tried to maintain throughout the year. And it was just amazing. He had gotten the most referrals that he had ever gotten over the course of the year. Now here's what's really interesting. I met him because I was at an awards conference for the networking region, and he got the number one award for having the most one-to-ones. Huh. No surprise. Mm-hmm. But then 10 minutes later, he's back up there for the number one award for having for giving the most referrals.
Wow.
So he had the most
givers
one-to-one. He gave the most referrals. And when he was up the second time, I said, I don't know about you, but this feels like a correlation. You know, you meet the most people, you give the most referrals. And that's when I asked him, how has that worked out for you? Tell me how your year has been. And he said to me, I had the best year ever. Now, that's innovation. While people are acting like turtles putting their head in their shell, this guy's doing things. He said, the commercial real estate agencies don't do this kind of thing.
Well, you know,
counterintuitive.
The thing that I reminded people about that whole time, as I was telling them in 09 to make sure they survived, you know, their number one goal was to survive. But I also said, but guys, here's what you got to realize. Today, somebody is doing something, is buying something from somebody that you sell somewhere right now.
Right.
It might as well be you.
That's absolutely right.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, Ivan, hold on to that thought. I got to take a quick break. I want your website again, please.
BNI.com, and the website for this survey is BNIBusinessIndex.com.
Right. And BNI is an organization of networking groups that get together, passing leads, et cetera, right?
That's right. Almost 5,900 in 47 countries.
How much business did you guys refer last year?
Last year we did 6.8 million referrals that generated $2.5 billion.
I'd like to have a little piece of that. How about you folks? BNI.com. It's a good organization. You can find a chapter near you by going to the website. Tintel, stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.